Okay, so let's just talk about this. Let me just talk real quick about how I improve myself, and change my life financially. I think a lot of people want to be more successful. I think I see a lot of people that are trying really, really hard. And how was I able to do it, right? So some people improve themselves and change their life financially, and also that takes a lot of mindset education, it takes a lot of personal work, and it takes a lot of action. Now, that sounds super easy, right? Just go take some action and your whole life is going to change. It just doesn't work like that, you know? For me, number one thing is always you have to set clear goals, right? Define specific goals. I always wanted to make at the time 100,000, and I would go after it every single day. I saw my goal, I saw my financial future, and then it got to the point where I wanted to be absolutely financially free, and I really went for it. But if you don't know what you want, right? I just knew like I don't want to work this job anymore. At the time, I was working on cars at one point. I was cutting hair at one point. I was doing crazy things at one point, but I knew I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to be financially free. And to me, that was a certain dollar amount. So just know what it is that you want. So just set a clear goal of what does it look like? Is it $1 million or is it $50 or is it 20,000 a month that's going to set you financially free? So you have to know what it is you're after. Continuous learning, and that would be number two, and constantly educating yourself about finance, investing, entrepreneurship. So I would read a lot of books. I would go to a lot of seminars, as stupid or not stupid as it might sound for you. You have to change your psyche and your internal being and the way you think and the way you act. And that comes with learning, and that learning takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. While your friends are out at the nightclub, you're at home reading books and you're at seminars. The next thing you really want to pay attention to is your budgeting and your savings, right? Create and stick to a budget which allows you to save money, right? And avoid unnecessary expenses. I really had to tighten up on my expenses. Man, I couldn't even tell you. I stopped buying coffee. I stopped spending money on food, meaning eating out at restaurants. I literally had to shut everything down so I could learn how to budget. So then I could take that money and invest it, which brings it to my next point, investing wisely. Understand the importance of investing to grow your wealth over time. Educate yourself about different investment options, right? So for me, that was real estate. I learned to budget, saved my money, didn't spend at all, and then bought real estate, which now generates me cash flow, takes the pressure off. But this is a 15-year journey. This is like I'm 39 at this moment. So when I st at 20, I was broke. At 25, I was broke. Even at 34 and 35, I was broke, if you want to look at it like that. Take calculated risks. Listen to me. Nothing gained, nothing ventured. You want to succeed and be better, and you want to be this great person, but you're scared to get off wherever it is that you are. Well, you got to go take the risk, right? I wouldn't end up where I am right now if I didn't end up leaving my job as a barber, if I didn't end up leaving my job as an auto body technician, right? Like, I had to leave. I had to go and try to make my dreams come true. So you have to do that, right? Take calculated risks. Don't throw your whole life away, but you have to go for it. Persistence and resilience. Understand that achieving financial success takes time and effort. We literally got to the point in our lives where we were getting evicted out of a one-bedroom apartment. When I first moved to the United States, I was on welfare and housing. My mom passed from breast cancer. I had all this opposition in my life, and you have to have persistence. Life is tough. Your situation's different than my situation, but you can still persist and move forward, right? You could still succeed, and that takes a lot of perseverance. So you have to build it up because there's going to be setbacks. Nobody's just going to come and give you the life that you want. You're going to have to work for it, and it's going to suck. seeking opportunities, right? So like actively seek out opportunities to increase your income and grow your wealth. I put myself into different circles. I got rid of people, cut them off completely. I don't care. I'm here to win and I want to be surrounded by winners, right? So you want to be of this mindset, like I am literally the worst person in the best circle, which is going to make me better. You don't want to be the best person in the worst circle. So just always reevaluate your relationship. And some people you could spend an hour with, some people you could spend a day with, some people you could spend 3 weeks with, and some people you want to follow for a lifetime because they're just going to help you improve. So just always pay attention to that. Networking. You have to build a strong network of contacts. Nobody succeeds alone, and you absolutely have to be able to pursue and meet people and network with people that are moving in the same direction as you are, right? Birds of a feather flock together. You want to have a better flock of birds. Okay, you get it. Seeking professional advice. Don't be afraid to ask financial advisors, accountants, or other professionals to help you make informed decisions. So what I learned how to do is like, hey, I'm around these people that don't know anything. Why don't I go ask some wealthy people or put myself, be the type of person that they allow in those circles and ask my different people in different industries of what I can do, how do they do it, ask them for business advice. So network with people that are ahead of you or that have accomplished what you want, and you probably get ahead. And you know, one of the things that's, I believe, truly helped me and has always helped me, no matter how much money I had or I didn't have, is giving back. You have to understand the importance of giving back. I mean, that's what I'm doing here. I could just sit around like most of these people and just teach this to my son and my family. But instead, I'm out here giving back. Instead, I'm out here giving it to, you know, like I'm trying to help people understand what it's going to take to go from zero to hero and how you're going to be able to get better. But I'm also giving back financially. I'm also giving back my time, because that type of stuff is going to fulfill you. And I really believe one generation can help the next generation move forward. And if you're constantly thinking like that, you will be able to transform your life over time. So I think that if you really put your mind to it and set your heart set on the right thing, you should be able to improve your life, go out there and get everything that you want. Just know that sometimes it takes time. Just like for the grass to grow, it takes time. For a baby to grow, it takes time. These things take time. But if you do the right work and if you continue to work on yourself, you will become better. You will become better and you will make more money financially. I hope this helps in your endeavors. I wish you very much the best of luck. And if you want to reach out to me or follow me on any social media, obviously do that. If you have, you know, I'm still into real estate. This was the vehicle that I chose. So if you're looking to buy, sell, invest in real estate, if you look, you know, I buy properties myself. So if you have any properties that you may want to sell to me directly, you can help me by doing that. Or you could learn as much as you possibly can, and then you can go out and help more people by teaching them. And that, I think, is going to make the world a little bit better somewhat. So best of luck to you in your endeavors. But these are just some of the things that you could do to start achieving the type of goals that you want financially.